Welcome back to another edition of Afternoon Delight.
Pew!
Yes, sir. There it is. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. We're still struggling over here at Lake Martin, but we're trying to get it done. You know, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to come out here and keep the economy at Lake Martin going. So I'm taking the bullet this weekend.
You got like a whole family there, right?
Yeah, it's a big family deal. It's a lot of fun. So we'll be here till Sunday. We'll be here till Sunday.
Do they wonder what you're doing right now?
Nah. They're taking pictures of me, making fun of me. So
I know. I got a little photo that I think is that your wife that took that of you?
Nah, it's one of my brother-in-laws.
No. So. He's like, look at this idiot out here.
Yep. I got something fun to talk about. And nobody right. I hope that you enjoy this as much as I do. Like some of my favorite things are one of my favorite things in the summer is and spring are height and weight changes and roster changes. And Auburn just updated their summer roster. I feel like this is early. I feel like they typically do it closer to the season. Maybe they'll do another one where they update it.
Yeah, they'll do it because they got their summer workouts and their quote unquote what we would call OTAs because they're doing. I mean, there's some of them right now where. Hell, the basketball team's working out right now. I mean, it's everybody is. So before you go into it, though, I will say I used to be a big listener of the Dan Patrick Show.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you ever listened, but at the time when people would call in, they'd say, you know, 62205.
Yeah.
And they'd go ding, like a ding. But if they called in and they were like 62305, they're like fat.
I do remember that. I wasn't like a everyday listener, so I didn't know.
I listened every day going into work.
100% what it meant, I guess.
Every day I was going into work, I listened to it. And I used to love the people that would call, especially when you drop the fat. They'd be like, you know, 6'1", 315, fat.
I feel like I hear a rattlesnake to my to one of my sides, but
the good news I'm is not. Your microphone's not picking it up, so I don't hear one.
And I'm still, so I'm no threat whatsoever. I'll update on that a little bit later. But anyway, let's take that thought, the 62205 talk, and let's hit up Auburn's new summer enrollees. Hey, there are a couple of guys that you've probably forgotten about that are here, and Ben, a couple of these are. Gonna make you kind of perk up a little bit, let's just say that. So start off the bat, this is not necessarily a newcomer, but he was in no jersey number territory, and that's Chris Murray. You know, he was gone, Anquan Fagan's got his number, and then he's back. You know, you had the whole found out the last minute, like he was ready to basically perform for pro day, and then he gets the call that he's back. So the question is, what number is he going to be? And then it's funny, Ben, because at his first practice back, he's got a jersey that's got his name on the back and it's completely blank. There's no number. No number. And then he got into number 30, and you know, that works, but it looks like they're settling on number 13. So
13 is where he's going.
What do you think about 13 as a pass rusher?
I don't mind it. I mean, you got.
I like it.
Jack Luttrell was 13 as safety in spring. I had the spring roster sitting right in front of me. So I'm going to compare some of these. You know, we had a 13 on defense. So it's like Jack had to give up his number if Jack's even.
Well, he medically retired.
That's right.
So he's gone.
Yeah. Yep. So, I don't mind 13. Are you a bad luck 13 guy?
No.
Me either. No.
Maybe for a quarterback.
No, I've always loved. I love having 13 as a quarterback. I think it's awesome.
Okay.
Joe Kane wore 13. That's been the program. If you ever saw that movie?
Okay.
And so he did have a drug problem, kind of like Soares being a gambling problem, but he won football game. So I don't mind 13. Why? What is he? Okay. So give me his number. So is he going to get a ding or a fat or a, you know?
I like it. He's 6'3", 256. That's perfect.
yards. Wow.
That's perfect for being, you know, an edge rusher. I mean, that's like prototype stuff right there. So fantastic. One of the guys, Ben Freshman, that was one of the big, I guess, last minute flips, like one of the biggest additions to that class last year was Corey Wells, big interior defensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I'll give you his number first. He's coming in with number 98, which I dig. I like that. What do you think about?
If he's a big guy, only time a guy can wear 98 is if he's 305 or more.
Okay, how about this? How about 6'5", 325? Does that justify 98?
Yeah, got to be over 300 pounds to wear number 98.
True freshman, Ben.
Golly.
6'5", 325. They didn't have many of them coming out of Red Level, Alabama, did they?
There's never been anybody 6'5 come out of Red Level.
Hey, who was the basketball player at Auburn that had six fingers?
Willie Frank?
He was 6'5", wasn't he?
On a good day.
On a good day?
Yeah, I was. He just could jump out of the gym. So he played like he was 6'5", and he had a big, long wingspan. Fun fact about him, about Frank, not Frank Talbert, the coach, Frank Talbert, the player. Kyle's right, six fingers, six toes. His dad, also six fingers, six toes. Dad was taller and a better ball player than him.
Wow.
And nobody would sign him. And Frank was, because he called his dad Willie Frank, call him Frank. And Frank was my ball boy. He was one of our ball boys when I played high school ball there.
That was awesome.
As a second grader or third grader, and was dunking in the seventh grade, by the way.
Hey, when you got that extra digit, it helps you grip the ball.
Absolutely nothing for him. That's what
I know.
Everybody would say that all the time, and I'm like, it didn't. It does absolutely nothing.
All right. There's some other freshmen, like obviously Chris Wells, which is Corey's brother.
Yeah.
He's coming in. A little bit underrated guy, 6'3", 227. He's going to be a pass rusher. I like that. Demonte Tabb. He's very similar to Caleb Harris, where they added him late from Thompson, underrated. But I think he had something crazy, like 11 interceptions. It was something wild, like a huge number of interceptions his senior year. So that one could be fun to watch. Then you had Mikael Lundy Foster, who was a late offensive line flip. He was actually committed to South Florida, 6'4", 315. I'm not going to go through every single person's height, weight. Those are just the newcomers. And then,
I mean, those stand out because I'm interested. I'm glad you're doing this now because you just said 6'4", 314. Like, is he at 320 when fall rolls around? You know, because they're pushing. The key thing right now with strength and conditioning, they're pushing plates and they're pushing weights, but they're also sweating a lot out that when they're doing, they're trying to get ready as far as their cardio stuff is concerned. So I'm curious how these fluctuate between, because they will, you ask at the beginning of the pod, will they re-release? Yeah, they'll re-release.
Yeah.
I say, you know what list you got right there, Kyle?
Yeah.
That's the list that the media guide, they're trying to get the media guide put together before fall to get it printed. That is why that list was generated, so they could put something in the media guide that has all this in there. There'll be a new one. There'll be a paper like this released when it gets game time.
It looks like that when you go back, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but all the offensive line, it really seems like they want them all around 315 to 320 because you see some of the guys lose weight and some of the guys gain weight to get in that range. So that's pretty interesting. Now, I want to go through the returners and guys that showed up in December and talk about some gains. Everybody likes talking about gains, and I think some of these are very, very fun. And I got one, Ben, that you're going to – I think you're going to freak out just like everybody else, okay? So, Brian Williams Jr.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. What's a good – if from January when they enroll till now – what do you think is like an optimal weight gain? Like, you're like, man, if he put on this much weight, and this is not necessarily just him, but like anybody, if you add, you know, X amount of weight, that's a good gain. What would it be in 6 months?
Man, you know, that of course you're talking about position too.
Right.
If I'm, you know, like you just said, if we're talking about offensive linemen, there may be some you want to get some weight off of, like some baby weight, some baby fat.
Sure.
But then again, there may be some that come in a little light at like 290 that you want to get to 310 by the time you start camp. And so, but it, again, it's easier for, I know it sounds bad, it's easier for a fat guy for a lineman to gain weight because they're just going to put calories on him. So
exactly.
And so it's different when you're talking about a wide receiver or a corner or a safety, because number one, those dudes are always running everywhere they go. And number two, they're trying to balance, they're trying to get the fat off, put the muscle up. So it's definitely harder to gain muscle than it's fat.
Sure.
So I'd say it's 6 months, a good weight gain. I'd say 10 to 15 pounds of muscle would be a good call if you could do that.
All right.
You got 6 months to do it. So
yeah, 6 months to do it. Brian Williams Jr., he gained 20 pounds. He's a true freshman. He is 6'4", 210.
Good night.
So dude, he looked in spring like super lean. Like, let's just say skinny. He looked skinny. Like, he was probably – it says he was 190. I mean, it looked like he's probably like 180, 185 pounds.
I mean, 6'4", 190 is – that's a twig, though, dude. I mean, that's
– yeah, yeah. Now he's gained 20 pounds, and he's already super smooth.
Yeah.
I would imagine this is just going to help him so much more on the perimeter, getting off those jams and things like that. Remember, Ben, he started – A day. Now it was because of that Keyshawn Singleton suspension, but he's like first off the bench behind Keyshawn Singleton on that right outside wide receiver. He made a ton of plays in spring. This kid clearly is here to play football.
Dude, 20 pounds is a lot for a wide receiver.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
I don't think people, those that are listening right now, I don't think you realize how hard it is for a wide receiver to gain 20 pounds of fat. It'd be hard for them to gain.
Yeah.
So muscle is harder to gain than fat is. So,
yeah.
That says, number one, that says, of course, we're talking about true freshman. So maybe he had a growth spurt, maybe a little maturity hit, maybe puberty set in on him.
With puberty there.
Yeah, okay. Be interested to see how that, you know, his voice dropped a little bit. Maybe he's got a little deeper voice now.
No, I think this dude's just a worker, bro. I think he is just a worker.
But I think that says a lot about our strength and conditioning program too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, oh, no doubt about it.
He ain't putting 20 pounds of muscle on at home. Like he's having to have somebody watch over him and make that happen. So, dude. If he was as smooth and as good looking as he was in the spring at 190, now that he's put on 20 pounds, moving a DB out of the way is going to be a lot easier for him.
Oh, man. Perimeter blocking is going to be that helps that.
And if he didn't lose any speed putting that on, Kyle, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that's freak territory.
Yeah.
All right. Got a couple more I want to make sure we get through. So Elijah Melendez, obviously getting a lot of early hype.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into the year, everybody's thinking he's going to make the next big step. He was 6'2", 228 in spring. He gained 12 pounds. He's 6'2", 240 now. And that if you're giving that guy more mass to just blow through your face with, through your shoulder pads with, he's going to hurt people.
That's
he's going to hurt people this year.
240 with pads and helmet. He's going to be 250, 252.
He's a monster.
That's at 6 feet.
Yeah. And he ain't got a lick of fat on him either. He is just chiseled. So that's a really good one.
I bet he's got some thunder thighs, dude.
Oh, yeah. He's got some tree trunks.
I bet he has got at 6 feet. That weight has to disperse somewhere. So
yeah.
His shoulders are either as wide as me and you sit right here in this screen, or he's got some thunder thighs, or a combination of both.
So you got Elijah Melendez. He's 6'2", 240 now. And then I'm going to keep the linebacker train rolling. You got Bryce Diaz, who gained 15 pounds, and now he's 6'1", 225 at the, and he's just a freakish athlete too. So he made a lot of plays in the spring game. Mm-hmm. That's some pretty nasty. Those three linebackers you have, Xavier Atkins, who's like 6'2", 220. You got Bryce Diaz, 6'1", 225. And you got the thumper. I'm sorry. Yeah, the thumper, Elijah Melendez, at 6'2", 240. That's a trio of pain is what that is.
Oh, I hope he's got the taquillo spikes neck.
He's got to. The muscle has to go somewhere. He's only got 6 feet to spread it out. Like, he's got muscles on top of muscles. So
what do you say? Bo Jackson said one time, he said he breathed muscles.
Yeah, exactly. I'll keep the train rolling. Another one that was really impressive to me, JJ Falk. Yep. So there's a lot of questions about who's going to be like your featured pass rusher. How are we going to get pressure on the quarterback? He was at 6'3", 244 in spring, and now he's up to 260. So that's getting a little bit into strong side defensive end territory like his brother. But I think he still maybe has a little bit more, excuse me, maybe a little bit more athletic ability than maybe even his brother. So gaining 16 pounds at 260, how do you think that helps JJ Falk going into the fall?
I think that I think he needed a little bit of weight on him just because he's a taller kid. I'd like to see him play. If he could gain 5 or 6 more pounds, I think he'd be at an optimal size. That's about the size of his brother, I think. I'm trying to remember what.
He was a little bit taller, and I think he was more, he was closer to the between 270 and 280. He may have been like 1 or 1 inch taller. And maybe closer to 270 or 280, but you're right. He's getting in Keldrick territory.
You said, cause he was 244 in spring. You said he's what now?
260. Yeah.
Yeah. That 265, 270. I think cause with him being an inch shorter, I know that everybody talks about arms and this, that, and the other, but I mean, I think he could get low and get around the end. I think he may have some more, movability than, cause as you said, he's, supposedly, what we've been told, his athletic ability is probably a little bit better than Keldrick, where Keldrick could, you know, overpower somebody or get to somebody. So if you add power to his athletic ability, and that power would come from that muscle he's adding, that power would come from that muscle he's adding. I mean, you give him that tool in his toolbox to work with, and you're right. I don't know about, you know, strong side right now, but it's going to be hard to pull him off the field if he continues to be this size over the next couple of years. Because he's only probably going to go up if he's 260 now. I mean, you're looking probably at still at fall, probably 265. And then by next spring, 270, 275, something like that.
They'll probably, yeah, and you may not want to get him much bigger than that, to be honest.
Probably like, tap him out at right around there.
Yeah.
So, especially since he's an inch shorter, they may like where he's at. They may, 260 may be the number.
That may be, if that's like his optimal, you know, optimal size, yeah, to not reduce any speed or anything like that. Because I think, like Joe Phillips, for example, I think Joe Phillips got too big last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because he's a shorter guy. He's only 6'2", but he got all the way up to like 265, and he's dropped down now to 250. And I think that's where he needs to be, at 6'2", 250. So not everybody just had huge gains. Like they're getting people into the right, I guess, the body type for where they need to be and where they expect them to play. So
yeah,
that's a good stuff too. So this guy got an early, you know what I mean? When I say he's a dat dude, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Like when you're looking across the field, you're like, man, who is that dude? That's that guy. This guy got an early one of those awards for me. And that was Tavian Branch. He was also one of the late additions to last year's recruiting class, but he early enrolled. He was wearing a number. I remember this, Ben. First day of practice, he's wearing a number that was different than the number on the roster that they gave us. So we're like, so not only were we like, who is that dude? Because we don't know who that number is, but also who is that dude? Because he's massive already. He was 6'4", 295 in spring. Yep. Now he's 6'4", 320 as a true freshman.
Holy.
That he gained 25 pounds. That's the biggest gainer that I've seen so far.
And those of you wondering, that's defensive lineman.
Interior defensive lineman. There is some length and some girth. Shout out Hugh Freeze on this. That was his favorite thing to say on this interior defensive lineman. I mean, this interior defensive line as a whole. Really good stuff that I'm seeing.
Dude, 6'4", 320? 325.
325. No, 320. You're right. Yeah, 320. He gained 25 pounds.
Gained 25 pounds. So, you imagine having to feed him?
Yeah. Just looking at your offensive line as a whole, again, like I mentioned earlier, they really seem to have like a target weight in mind for these guys. And like, if you look at it on average, it's probably going to be somewhere in between 315 and 320, which is good. You know, Derek Plaz bulked up.
I'm looking at the roster right now of the offensive line.
Buster bulked up. Jacoby Ward, they trimmed him down a little bit. Bear McWhorter bulked up like another freshman.
Jacoby Ward was 253 at spring, according to this.
Yeah, and they brought him down because they don't want their offensive lineman at, you know, 350. They want him to be
Translate a little bit more athletic. Does that translate to going fast? Does that translate
It's got to be conditioning, man, because they're taking so many snaps and they're going at a high rate of speed. Like it's got to be to trim those guys down to be able to run. I mean, you got to run.
Yeah. I mean, whenever you say that, when you say keeping them at a certain weight, clearly that's game plan oriented. Otherwise they wouldn't all look like the exact same.
Exactly.
And so it sounds like that's pretty much the stand. And honestly, Kyle, it sounds like that's kind of what they're doing defensively. When you just talked about the linebackers just a minute ago. I mean, every one of them are, you know,
they want them to be like 225 to 240. Yeah. Like they're riding in that range. They want to bulk them up or trim them down to get in that range. No, you're
like,
right about that.
The height will adjust, but for the weight wise, I mean, it's like they're all going to be in that window of what they want. And I mean, dadgum, some of these receivers, I mean, because I'm curious, Singleton, some of his tape last year, he actually looked at South Florida, like he may have lost them, but I don't know if that was because of the jersey they were wearing or what.
Bro, he's massive. By the way.
He looked like he had lost a little from the first of the year, but toned up. Does that make sense? Like,
oh yeah, he looks rocked up. He's 6'3", 220 right now. He gained 5 pounds from spring. Last one, and I think this is significant for a specific reason. So Bryson Washington, what was the story on Bryson Washington throughout spring? They were a little bit concerned because he was what did Golish say after the spring game? I think did he call him a fat ass? I can't remember.
He called somebody fat ass. Is that who he was talking about?
I think it was Bryson Washington. He talked about him being a little heavy or a little bit pudgy. He's lost 6 pounds. So it says he was at 216 in spring. I think he was like 230. In spring, based off what I've seen. So if this is correct and he's at 210 right now, he lost more than 6 pounds. He lost about 20 pounds. So that tells me that he's willing to work too. Like I wasn't getting it done in spring, whether it was injury, effort, whatever. So I'm going to put the work in, and he's slimmed up. And I think him at – so this is the running backs right now. So you're going to have where is it? Bryson Washington at 6 foot 210. Love that. You're going to have Omar, who's 5'9", 215, and then Cobb gained 5 pounds, and he's going to be like 6 foot 205. So good looking, solid running back room that you got going on. So yeah, 5'11", 5'11", 205.
You know, with Washington. And I get what Golish is saying, and maybe the expectations for him, and maybe that's why I threw it out there and kind of threw him under the bus a little bit, because, I mean, he came from a D1 program. You understand when high school kids come in, their nutrition in high school is not what it is when it gets to college. So,
sure.
And I don't care how they tout their weight room at a high school, they don't have the trainers that Auburn University has as far as putting those guys in the weight room. So I get what he's saying about Washington. I can understand some of these freshmen, some of the gains they've had, because they probably didn't know what – they were probably eating, you know, M&Ms and stuff they shouldn't have been eating whenever they were in high school. And now they're toning them up and putting muscle on them and got them eating pounds and pounds of protein. But, yeah, Washington, he made a good – that is – he did. He called him pudgy. He did call him fat ass. I'm remembering it now. That's who he was talking about.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. So – anybody else you're curious about, or we pretty much hit everybody you were?
I got to ask you about the one that, because he's totally shocked me when I actually stood next to him. You know, has Byron Brown gained or lost any?
Yeah, he's gained a little bit. So when he got here, he was at 6'3", 232, and he's at 6'3", 235 now. So he gained 3 pounds, and I can assure you, it's 100% muscle mass.
Yeah, there's no – that dude doesn't have an ounce of body fat on him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be – if you did his BMI, he's got to be at, like, less than 12.
I don't think you want him any bigger than that. The only argument I could hear if you want him to get up to, like, 240 would just be that you expect him to carry the ball a lot. You know what I mean? To protect against injuries. But I think 235 is perfect for him.
And because my other one was the transfer Singleton, but you already ran down his numbers for me. And
yeah, he's a brick house.
Of the safeties, we didn't discuss any safeties because I like safeties to be like that secondary linebacker. So
You're gonna like it then, because Fagan's gained 9 pounds. He's up to 200. Winters was big last year.
Yep.
They trimmed him down a little bit, and I'm sure that's by design. So he was at 220. Now he's down to 215. Caleb Harris, he's up to 205.
Okay. So, yeah. It sounds like the safety windows, kind of like the other windows, it's going to be like 205 to 215. That's going to be the safety window.
That's where they want them. Yeah. They want some, they got to be able to lay the wood. So,
yeah, that's that secondary linebacker. So, you got to have them at over 200 pounds, in my opinion. So, especially if you want to sneak them up in the box a little bit and let them every now and then stick that head in there. So, This honestly, Kyle, it further gets me excited about Golish and staff, because they've come in and not taking days off. And they're working these guys, and they're doing what they need. They're doing both of what they need to do. Like you just said, some of those offensive linemen, they're trimming them a little bit. And then, you know, some of the overweight safeties trimming a little bit. Purpose,
attention to detail, all that stuff.
And I mean, we figured it out just by going through these numbers. Clearly, this staff has a window for each position, each position and each unit. So, I like it, man. Because I've told you, releasing it this early, I could say that's going to fluctuate between 5 to 10 pounds between now and opening day.
No doubt.
And can go up or down. I mean, they may be still trying to trim some of them down another 5 pounds. But they may be trying to put – we just mentioned right there, as far as safety is concerned, instead of 200 getting or 205, get them to 210.
Hey, and I bet you if they want them there, they'll get them there.
No, there's.
And these guys seem like they're kind of bought in to do what they got to do to get there too. Ben, let's get out of here. I got to go get on the boat.
Oh, I feel real bad for you right now.
Yeah,
I'll be headed to the land of prosperous Red Lavelle, Alabama.
Red Lavelle, I hear you. I've pushed hoodie season about as far as I can go, too. By the way, I'm starting to sweat right now, so we got to get out of here.
Good luck with that rattlesnake,
Ben. Be careful. I think he's gone. Ben, be careful. Y'all be safe, and we will talk again very, very soon. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.